for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Today, for the Holy Ghost still being in the church.
Amen.
In the presence of the enemy,
Amen.
The Lord still has souls that will serve Him, because the Spirit has told us don't pay any attention to the enemy.
Amen.
Won't even talk to Him. Had Eve obeyed that, we wouldn't be in this mess. But since we're in it,
yes,
we have found deliverance from it. And the Lord, putting Himself at the cross, gave us power over the enemy. Today's meal is simple little vegetables.
Thank you, Lord.
More vegetables. More vegetables. I need your mind to consider. In God's design for man, He wanted nothing between us. It was going to be Him and us as His creation. So He would come and commune with us, leave us for a while, come back and look and see if the thing's all right. He said, everything I did was good. And He gave us a commandment to be fruitful. And in His thoughts, something happened. And a wedge got set between Him and us. hatred, the enemy, got between us and God. And the place he had us in his heart and his mind, he called that thing a paradise. And because what happened, it then separated us from him. And he had to find a way to fix it. He said, my heart desires to do that for you, to make a sacrifice of myself. And in your mind, I need you to understand how blessed you are.
Yes, Lord.
When the Lord looked at his field and see it white, ready for harvesting, to pull something into himself that the enemy could not take, that the enemy could not influence, that the enemy couldn't grab a hold to what God said, this one is mine.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And when you find yourself sitting in the sanctuary with believers and find yourself sitting with the one that the Lord said, I will open your understanding for the scriptures.
Yes.
So ask what you will.
Yes.
And God is ready.
Thank you, Lord.
And when God made his creation as man, and there was nothing between him and I until the enemy was able to get somebody. And all along the journey of the word, the Lord is trying to get us in him, to stay in him, and believe only him and not the enemy of the world. So we got so busy looking at the world and we forgot God didn't want that for us. So we told the Lord, give us a king. The world has one. Just stay with me for
yes.
We asked God for what the world had. And because he said your heart wants it, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
Though it's going to hurt me like the dickens, I'm going to put something between you and me, and it's a king. And when we got it, we didn't want it. The Lord has already figured out a way how I'm going to pull you back into me without anything between us. He's figured it out. And his word began to now declare it. His word then started performing the act to get his people in trouble. That only the God of heaven can get them out. And he put them in Egypt. And he got a schoolmaster to be between him and the people, to tell the people the Lord said. And the people said, oh, who are you? So the Lord said, let me prove him to you that I sent him to deliver you.
Amen.
The laborer is going to stand in between you and the ground swallowing you up. He's going to stand between you when you're getting tired of the manna. He's going to stand between you when you're eating so much flesh it's coming out of your nose. He's going to stand between you and God with his own finger wrote something for you, and you don't build a calf because the world got worshiping idols, and that's what you want to do. But because God has something better Now, between the two of us, he labored his life and lost it because of us. The Lord says, speak. And he hit. But the Lord still honoring us.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I'm going to put on a body myself. I know they will respect me when I come. Because I'm going to announce with the heavens that it's me. I'm going to do what the prophet said was going to happen to announce my coming. A virgin is going to conceive. And every title that I've had, from Jehovah Jireh to I Am to Emmanuel, is going to finally find out that I have a name.
Yes, yes, Lord.
That had
all power. Yes, Lord.
That name is going to be on your tongue, and nothing between me and you and that power is going to exist. Because if you call me by my name, I will say,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So the enmity
thank you, Lord.
That separated God and us out of his paradise. He took me, you, and all of them that want to be saved. Took all of our problems with him and put it on a tree.
Thank you, Lord.
That tree is now bearing fruit of life. Because out from that tree came blood
and water.
And water.
Yes.
So when my spirit began to worship him, I can tell him in another language. You've been money.
Good.
You have blessed me beyond my measure.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because there's nothing now between me and you. Here comes now the speech of what you heard in a mystery. The Lord himself move the enemy away from you, and he's now in hearts, and nothing can get between now you and the Savior. He put you back in his paradise. And when he pulled you in, the enemy tried his best to tell you, don't go in. Don't tarry for the Holy Ghost. Don't wait for God. Stay here with me. But if you can remember like I can, the name became so powerful in our tongue that our knees hurting so bad could not stop the spirit from coming off of our tongue, searching everywhere for the name. Where would the power come from? Will it come from the east? Will it come from the west? How are you going to feel me? How am I going to know? And at an instant, when belief set in, the Lord removed all of the problems that kept the paradise closed. And we went in. When we did, what he said would happen to us began to happen.
Yes.
Wonderful works of God began to be spoken on our tongues.
Yes.
How many of you remember?
Yes.
When Satan himself tried to prevent you from calling on the name.
Yes.
As he did the woman, say, you don't have to do all that.
Yes.
And you begin to call him even more. The angel stabbed
him.
God saw you coming.
Yes.
And they took the sword and they burnt up all the works that it took for you to get to the door. And the word of the Lord let you in. And you began to speak in an unknown tongue as the Spirit of God gave the utterance.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And our minds knew the Lord had removed all of the problems that prevented me from touching him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And now,
yes, Jesus. Thank you.
That I'm in the paradise.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said, can I use you to try
yes,
them that are around
you
to show all of them who you are in me? As he did for Job.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
But we still won.
Thank you.
Because the Lord said, try him, but the life I've grafted him into me.
Yes.
And you cannot ever touch him. You can't touch what I am in him. And you can't touch what he is in me. So Job said, I shall see God in my flesh. I will see him upon a time. Call my name. And I will. I'll answer you. If I'm in your paradise and I need you, I'm going to call you by your name. And you said you would answer me. Now that the enemy don't have my ear, and there is no darkness in me, the only thing I have to do now is shed this body that please God to bruise and walk in Jerusalem just like
John.
Now that enmity is not between me and the Savior, I can bear fruit of God day, night, month after month, in season and out of season, even in winter, I will bring forth fruit of the Spirit. Why? I am planted in him and he is planted in me. So when I learn from yesterday what they wanted of the world and he gave it to them, I want what David wants. I long for you. I heard from heaven that you long to see me. But it is mutual. I long to see you as you are. Because there is nothing now between me and my Savior. There's nothing between me and the Redeemer. There is nothing between me and the tree of life that bears blood and water as fruit for my soul. Now I can say, you've been
thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
so good. You've been so good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
When the church thinks of every opportunity, the body tried to get you to stop believing. And the Lord was there to say, I'll bring you out of this too. How many times did the Lord come and say, I'm with you. Your leaves that I put on your tree can handle this issue. And you go inward and say, Lord, let your medicine be what I need at this hour. Because there is nothing now between me and God that I can talk to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And the enemy cannot have my ear.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Nor my heart.
Thank you,
nor my doing.
That's right. Yes. Yes,
sir. I'm right now with God hand in hand.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm walking a road that is rough. But my spirit is fine.
Yes, Lord.
My soul is fine.
Hallelujah.
The trial just happens to be in the housing that I have. But I'm going to drag it. Because he gave me the opportunity. And the angels were so kind to me. They didn't let me drag this sinful flesh into God's paradise. So it can burn up on the way in. And my soul is saved. Everything that I have done, all of this beauty work that I have done might be burned up.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
But I will be saved. Why? Because the Lord himself said, I'll snatch you out of trouble. The Lord himself said, I'm your redeemer. The Lord that bears record of me will look after me. Because there is nothing now between him and me. For generations from Adam until Christ, there was a problem that the enemy could come in. And even when Christ himself came in a body, here comes the enemy to turn him from. God himself would try. But David and all had already cast your foot up against a stone. Your Lord will save you. If your Lord is going to save you according to David, what do you think he's going to do with you? Right now. He's going to keep every word.
Yes.
You are
thank you, Lord.
The antidote
thank you, Lord.
To what happened in the garden. You,
yes, sir.
Thank you,
your heart, your faith, your desire to see God in peace is the antidote to what the enemy did to Eve and called all of us to fall and go in death. You are the antidote to death. You are now life. And you are going from life to life. Because you are grafted into the tree of life. And nothing can pull you out. Nothing can tear you away from what God himself did when he pulled you to a tree that said, without the remission of sins, there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Our tree that have life on it has the blood in it. Our tree has the water in it. Our tree has the spirit. These things are real because of where we are in the earth. But you, because you decided to say, I'm going to make Jesus my choice. I'm going to choose Christ. So don't come to me telling me to go against what he said. I'm going to do what he said. I'm going to bear fruit of what he said. Don't come and try to make me bear fruit of you. When I know Jesus and I know the maker of heaven and earth, don't come and try to turn me around unspeakable. Because my soul is now headed for the land of promise. God has let me come in his palace. Amongst all these trees that is bearing fruit of God. And my soul bows to the power of God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Between you and the Savior, your fruit belongs in God's table. So when he said come and dine, you are the meal. When he looked at the enemy and said, these are mine, saith the Lord, when I take up my jewels, I can put them on my crown.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And I have now a crown of life that awaits me when he put me in place. So God figured all the generations of time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Gave Moses as a god to the people.
Thank you. Thank you.
And as a schoolmaster to get prepared.
Yes.
For the day that we have.
Yes, thank you.
That he will be in us.
Yes, thank you.
Not walking outside of us, but with us. He will walk back to the paradise where he can come at the cool of the day and say, where are you? And you say, here am I, Lord. I've been standing here waiting. Though it's night, I've been standing here waiting for you. And his voice, his words, come and find you so doing. The enemy didn't get you to clothe yourself, to hide from God. God himself didn't have to put skin on you and put you away from his paradise so you can't ever touch life. But you were allowed in. You were allowed to come all the way into him. And because you're in, he himself protects you from what the enemy would try to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And he's coming to them that are strong in God. But the Lord said, even in your weakness, I'm going to make
you.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be in you. You're going to say, well, how was I able? And you're going to say, it was
God.
We're going to give credit to because we know in this, there's no good thing.
Thank you, Lord.
But in him,
yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
so the scripture says there's a way.
Thank you, Jesus.
That seems right to a man.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
But that's not us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That man is outside of God's paradise.
Thank you, Lord.
And the enemy is preventing them from coming in.
Thank you, Lord.
They were put out of the paradise, but only the word of God can allow you to come
in.
And when you're in, not the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, you know that. But now that we have him in us, we can touch life and live forever. It is truly by the word of God. So what the enemy do? He himself transpose himself into an angel of light when he's not one. But he looks like one. He sounds like one. But when you examine, you find out he's not. So the enemy comes and grabs a voice that the Lord used 60 years ago. And when he grabs that voice and grabs it and takes it out over the enemy's airways, the people began to hear it and think, oh my, it's God. If you all were able to find Moses' serpent's brass rod, it has no more power today than it had when God hit it.
Amen.
Though you found it.
That's right.
Moses can't lift it to do anything with God today. What God used today is not the voice of yesterday. It's the voice today. The power is in the vessel God's using. Joshua can't help you. Peter can't help you. I can.
Amen.
When I warn you, see how the word gave you a flaming sword that said, though he sounds like Bishop Johnson, he is not Bishop Johnson. But who gave him that voice? The enemy. What did the enemy give it to him for? To be an opposing force and work against God, trying to get folks into the paradise. God saying, come in. And the voice is saying, stay here with me. But you, Job said, and for you, he said, you sound like a fool that I'm going to curse God and die. Because if I die, I shall never live again. But as for me, and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. The Lord don't like emulation. The devil emulates God. When the devil acts like God, he fools a lot of people that's trying to get in. But you found a little church on the hill. And I sat today and worshiped to God. And I apologize if I wasn't as inclusive in your song. But I tried my best. But I realized when the Holy Ghost said, I honored Shelton's words, and you haven't thanked me for it. I honored the Nehemiah's words, and you haven't thanked me for it. And I couldn't figure out until I heard Liz. He said, look where you are. Didn't I promise to give it to you?
Thank you, Lord.
And the enemy could not fight me. He said, didn't I promise to give you back what was taken. And I realized you have been mighty good, and you kept your word. You kept your word. So I said, come now. You finish this work. He gave me a vision years ago that I will speak to a judge. And I will stand for him even in a courtroom. And Tuesday, she let me speak over 29 minutes. And she said, it looks like I've done something to upset you. I said, I'm beyond upset. But as I gestured, I could feel Peter. I could feel Paul in the Colosseum. I'm happy now to answer for myself. There is nothing now between me and you. I don't have a lawyer to speak for me. I'm happy now to speak
for myself.
And I said, I dare you to tell me I'm not in the church. Hallelujah to God. When my record says I made the blind to see, the lame to walk, I have healed many forms of disease. I have raised a soul from the dead and brought it back to life. And you're going to tell me I'm not in the church? I'm the head of the church. And I stand here in defense of all the scriptures as you stand in defense of the Constitution of the United States. And right now, you cannot do what you're doing. It's against the Constitution. But I have obeyed, and I told her, I obeyed every order that every justice has ever written.
Yes,
Lord. Whether it was for or against me,
I
obeyed it until you called me a liar and you said I was not in the church. That has gone too far. When I know who I am, I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded, I am fully persuaded, he is able to keep me from against anything that comes against me. Why? There is nothing now between me and my Savior, my God. And I'm going to serve him. If I have to go to prison, I will not ever say the man of God lied. And I told her, our bylaws say that the man of God must write who his successor is. And it is not these thieves. It's me. There was a prophecy I told her in 1977 of how I was going to sit right here. And when I sat on the bench when she walked in, I wasn't going to stand. But minister said, Bishop, stand. Don't let her put you in jail for something you did. So I sat on the front row. And she said, come to the table. I said, I'm fine where I am. She said, no, you are the defender. Come to the table. I said, am I? And from am I went to work. And it was God that kept the mouth of the lion closed. If they said two or three sentences, I shut it down and kept going. I defend what God has orchestrated to be done in you. There's no other places out there that are bringing forth the fruit of God. That's bringing these latter day things together. So God said, I can come now. I've accomplished everything I said I was going to do. Who's now ready? You must be. You've got to count everything else as dung and be ready to go back with God when he cracked that sky. You ain't going to be scared. You're going to drop this mess.
Thank you.
And the paradise is meeting in the midair.
Yes, yes.
Clouds shall be our chariots.
Yes,
can you imagine the majesty of being changed at the batting of an eye?
Yes.
And everything you did here is going to get burned up.
Yes.
Everything
Amen.
Is going to burn up.
Amen.
But you, you'll be saved.
Yes.
So when the heart gets heavy, and you say, Lord, I've done all I could do to try to help somebody. And I go to them and they don't even want me. And I have to go shed some tears in a hallway. But I came because God sent me to help you. But if you don't want my help, as I weep, I'm going to keep on moving. Because when God come and say, you didn't go over and use your hands and use your feet for my purpose. When someone was in need, you won't have that testimony. Say, Lord, I went. They didn't want me, but I
went.
And I went in your sanctuary.
Yes.
And I found comfort for my soul.
Yes.
Knowing I've done the will of God.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's nothing between his commandments and him.
Amen.
The enemy is not there anymore.
Amen.
He moved it.
Yes.
And as you eat these vegetables, I have no more meat today.
Yes.
I have no starches
Thank
today.
You. Thank
I have vegetables and water.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And if you can hear me clearly, there is nothing now between you and Christ. The name he's given you has all power.
Yes.
He said, you call it, I'll hear you.
Yes.
I'll answer
Thank
you.
You.
He said, before you call,
Thank
I will answer.
Thank you.
He said, you shall bring forth fruit and more fruit and more fruit. When he made me, he said, be fruitful now.
Yes.
Fruitful in what? What I've said.
Yes.
And I give you one talent, you take it out. When I come back for you, have 15 million.
Yes.
Go out and do what I did.
Amen.
Do what I said.
Yes.
And you be my billboard
yes.
like Peter was when the lady said, you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody think you belong to the world.
Amen.
Don't look like them.
Amen.
Don't sound like them.
Right.
Don't act like them.
Amen.
I come in defense not only of just the gospel, but also the doctrine.
Yes.
And when folks try to condemn the church, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Everybody try to mimic us, but they are not us.
Amen.
The devil is trying to mimic us, but he's not part of us.
Amen.
He can't get into paradise. We can.
Amen.
The angels will keep him out. He can't get in. And if there's a hedge about you, what are you going to tell God? I didn't think about her. I knew I couldn't get to them. I didn't think about them. But the Lord pull you out and say, try them. Because he got to prove to the world that he is real. And he's real in our souls. People said, the scripture says a fool said in his heart, there is no God. If they say there's no God, you know he's a fool.
Real.
A real. But when you realize that God is using you as his ambassador, and he let the enemy try you, touch your body, and bring by sickness, you say, that's all right. My leaves
heals
all nations. And I happen to be of the nation of But the leaves on this tree can heal whatever it is.
Yes.
And when the Lord look at me, he don't see just my leaves.
Amen.
He see my fruit.
Yes.
My fruit of the Spirit is hanging because I believe I have faith in God that God will do what he said. So when he tells me be thankful for what I did, I have to today say I am
thankful.
Yes.
Because I stand here to show all the enemy Patterson accomplished what the Spirit said.
Yes.
Yes.
He's accomplished what God said.
Yes.
And it is even
so.
Yes.
Yes. I'm the book.
Thank you,
Lord.
Proverbs 16 and 25. Let me tell you what seems right to a man. And then let me show you by the word of God. All you do, all the work you did to get to God, you can rest now. Because all of this we're going to do in preparation of the manifold. Every table you set, they're going to burn up.
Amen.
Every chicken leg that is not eaten, they're going to burn up.
Amen.
And if you've eaten, it's going to burn up in you.
Amen.
Because it might give most of you gas. However, you're going to be saved.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
But when we do unto others as God has given us to do, the beauty of this salvation,
yes,
is that them that could hear me know I've labored to bring forth fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
The scripture says,
there is a way that seemeth right unto a man.
A way a man has seems right to him.
Yes.
So therefore he doesn't have a laborer to help him with the things that he thinks.
Yes.
Nobody's going to go to a person who don't want to know God and pluck that for God.
Yes.
An unbeliever can't get anything from God. And when the Lord tells that person what thou ought to do, and he say, well, I'm going to pray about it, and the Lord has already sent the thing to you to tell you what to do.
Amen.
And you're going to say, I'm going to pray about it. Who are you going to pray to? The one you're going to pray to is the one that sent you the message.
Amen.
And when you start praying and asking him what to do, did he already tell you?
Amen.
Can you imagine Hezekiah, after getting the message, get your house in order. Said, I'm going to pray and tell God. No, not so. He closed his eyes and began to give God his record. Because
yes,
he knew when God said it, that's it. Get your house in order. And the man of God said, the Lord has added some time to you for you to do what? Get your house in order. Because you're going to die. Now, when you research and see what happened to him, go read. You cannot change God's plan because he told you to do something. He said, be baptized. What are you going to go and pray? So, do I have to be baptized? He said, do what? Be baptized. If you don't, there's a conclusion. But the way of a man seems right.
But the way of a man seems right unto him.
To him.
Yes.
But the end
thereof. But the ends thereof are the ways of death.
Everything he's doing is death. But for you, it's life. Because you are not grafted into the tree of the knowledge of good and evil now. You have been put in the tree of life. And you can now live.
Thank you.
But this is your housing problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to it and think it is right to follow this, every way of this is death. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He that laboreth for himself.
If you have an appetite for wrong, what you gonna do? Wrong.
Yes.
If you have an appetite that's against what God has said, what are you gonna do? Against God.
Yes, amen.
Because that's your appetite to do it. So if you're laboring as a man, and all of us will labor to do something, it's going to be for you.
Yes.
But what's going to happen to it? Will God accept your sacrifice if you put something between him and you? This was the whole issue. When Moses came down with God's words and God's commandments, and what had the people done? Put something between them and God. Because what did they think? Moses was gone. It takes less than 30 days for folks to go wrong. Give them a day. And they found somebody that's willing to say, all right, bring me what you got, and we'll mold something. And can you imagine those crazy clowns bowing to something that couldn't speak, couldn't move, that was nowhere around when they came out of Egypt? That thing didn't even exist. The same thing they're doing with the name they call Yahushua. That name, that word, that speech did not exist when all the people who were using it, most of them, called on the name of Jesus and received the Holy Ghost. That name did not exist. So why did he answer at Jesus? He ain't answer at Joe. You let somebody get down and call Joe night and day. You think God's going to answer? No. He's going to wait till the evening time and your sacrifice is ready. And you've already dug the ditches. You got the wood ready. You got the sacrifice laying on it. All you wait for God to do is lick up water.
Yes.
He's going to lick it up how?
Yes.
At his name.
Yes.
This foolishness that the world has pulled. And it is widespread that that's his name. From where? Came out of a mind of a man. He thought that way was right. Because he said God should have had a Hebrew name. Say who? The scriptures didn't say that. The angels named this child. And they said name him
Jesus.
He shall save his people from their sins. This name they came up is a calf. It's an idol. It is something now between the people and God. And when I travel, even in the East, and they give me that name, I say, show me any historical fact that that name existed when Jesus walked. There are none.
Amen.
There are none. But they're over there saying it. You see my point? They put something, a calf, between God. They invited me, the Saints in Dallas invited me to go. We were going to go over and visit some people that left us. The enemy took them out of the paradise. The enemy stood at the door and said, and they walked to the angels. They walked right to me and said, what is it? And the angel stand and said, go back. They said, no, I want to see what he's saying. What? And the enemy. And they walk right past the mouth of the door into the mouth of the enemy. Now what? So they invited me to go to these that had walked out. Gone out, the scripture said, because they were not all of us. That they were having a play. Or having a service or whatever it was. And somehow the Lord called me away and I missed it. But when I went back, I said, thank God too, when they told me. They said, and I said, I always use Elder Gerald and Elder Joe. Said, them clowns ain't, they said, you go on, Bishop, we had enough. You want to go on a field trip, you go on. We don't want to see none of the foolish. But when I got back and they told me that these people had a play, that a brother played Jesus, and they had a play of the scriptures of the crucifixion of God. And I said, please don't tell me the preacher was sitting in the audience. He said, oh yeah, he was sitting in there. And they had a brother play Jesus on the cross. Now, when that brother did that, and they all emulated Christ on the cross, and a little kid sitting there, when his mind think of when the word of the Lord said Jesus hung on a tree, who he's going to see? That man. That's what Mel Gibson did to the whole world. Mel Gibson messed up everybody. He had Mel Gibson had folks, they say, in the theaters receiving the Holy Ghost, they said. People was dying at the scene where they showed Jesus getting beat. And when them people close their eyes and go to church the next Sunday, who they see? Mel Gibson's Jesus. That's an idol.
Amen.
That's idol worshiping.
Amen.
The church cannot do it.
Amen.
You cannot put anything that emulate who God is. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must do it in
spirit and in truth.
So that means you can't have something say, this is Him.
Amen.
And
it's
not.
Who is your preacher?
Amen.
You cannot do it. You cannot have a material thing and say, that's God.
Amen.
Cannot do it. And here's a man, so-called preacher, came from you and say, I'll make a God for you all, and put his children up to act like they're being crucified. Now somebody should have nailed it. How soon do you think he would have been screaming to get off a so-called cross?
Mm-hmm.
No, he wouldn't have stood for that. But the thing is, you need to see things, is that enmity returned for them.
Amen.
There's now something between them and
God.
God is angry.
Amen.
God hates every false
way.
You see how it puts it back?
Yes.
But if you stay in God, there is nothing between you and the Savior.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes?
Amen.
Those are my vegetables.
Yes.
And when things happen in my eyesight, in my hearing, I bring it to you to prove who you are.
Thank you.
I can prove who you are with your own life.
Amen.
That Christ is in you.
Amen.
And Christ is going to quicken your mortal body and change you from mortal. You already know that.
Amen.
So if it seems right to a man, what does the scripture say? What did God say? So when God comes, don't hide from his word. Say, I'm here waiting on you.
Yes. Amen.
What can I do? Where else can I go? Where else are there words of eternal salvation? But everything that is against God is out there. It's a smorgasbord of stuff. But as for you, when you eat, it's in the presence of your enemy. But your enemy can't eat your food. And you don't want to eat his. Because there's a way God in the world that says, you are
what you eat.
You eat trash.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.